book of 1 Peter, or let's go to 2 Peter today. I realize I'm not going to preach much. I'm just going to bootleg preach a little this morning. That I prepared went cold, so I'm going to save it for another day. And I'm just going to exhort a little bit, and then we go home. I've done had church anyway. Amen. Boy, if you miss Sunday school, you miss church here this morning. I thank God for it. Amen. I'm not going to tire you now with 30 minutes of preaching, I hope. 2 Peter chapter number 1, the Bible said, verse number 4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And he says, verse number 8, for if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sin. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them and be established in the present truth. Yea, I thank it me, as long as I'm in this tabernacle or in this old body, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ hath showed me. Thank you for standing this morning. Here, Peter, he said, I just want to remind you to praise Him. He said, I want to stir you up. Sounds like things get stagnated. And He said, you know what? I don't want to be around a bunch of cold people, bunch of compromising people. He said, I want to be in a place where somebody would just praise the Lord. He said, I think it meet as long as I'm in this tabernacle. In other words, he said, I'm in a place and I'm wanting to get out. He said, I want to stir you up, and look how it ought to stir us up, by putting you in remembrance. Amen. A lot of times we want to get a stick and stir it. But I can tell you the best way to stir it, honey, is to remember what He's done for you. And he said, if you're not careful, he said, you're going to sit down on your hands instead of praising Him. He said, if you're not careful, you're going to shout at the ball game instead of shouting at the house of God. He said, if you're not careful, you're going to forget about what He's done for you. And he said, by the way, as long as I'm in this house of clay, he said, I'm going to remind you and stir you up. He said, because I'm going to put it off one day, and I won't be able to do it anymore. And so this morning, I want to preach on three simple thoughts, on some things we ought to remember. First of all, we ought to thank God and remember for the love He's shown. Where would we be without the Lord? There's a lot of people here this morning that I hold high. I esteem them high in my life, and I hold you dearly to my heart. But I'm going to tell you, nobody's never loved me like Jesus has loved me. Now, I am a Baptist from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. But let me tell you, honey, Jesus got me before the Baptist got me. I am Baptist by choice. But I'm glad I'm a child of God by birth. The Bible said in John 3:16, one of the most profound verses in our Bible. A lot of people say it's so elementary. No, friend, it passes all understanding. There's books and books been written on John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. And I like this, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank God for life everlasting. You know, a lot of us have a good life here. Most all of us have a lot better than we deserve. But this is just temporal. This clay, this house of clay, this tabernacle that houses my soul and spirit is going to die one day. And I'm going to get a new body. I'm going to go home in resurrection power. And I'm going to live with the Lord Jesus. I'm going to lay this life down and grab the life that I've been living now since I've been born again. For God so loved the world. Honey, for He so loved you that He died for your sin. A pope didn't die for you. A preacher hadn't died for you. But the Lord Jesus Christ died for you. My goodness, the love that He shown. Where would we be without the Lord? Somebody says, now don't get excited about the Lord. You'll run the visitors off. Well, you don't run off from the ball game when people get excited. Hey, you don't run away from things when they get excited. Could somebody just praise the Lord? Could you bless His name and thank Him for the love that He's shown? We find in John 3:16, there is a love that's everlasting. Oh, I'm glad that He loves us with an everlasting love. A lot of people say, well, I don't believe in eternal security. Well, then you hadn't read John 3:16. For the Bible said, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, and whosoever, that's you. Aren't you glad that He didn't say whoever had a bucket full of money or whoever would work their fingers to the bone? Honey, the Jehovah Witness, they're riding around on Saturday passing out tracts. The Seventh-day Disadvantages, they riding the bicycles around, passing out tracts. But I'm glad by the grace of God, He's declared me righteous by the faith of the darling Son of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, whoever believeth on Him should not perish. Thank God, but have everlasting life. I'm glad, hey, I'm not going to hell in my sins. Jesus took my sins. When I believed on Him that day, He declared me righteous by the grace of God. I ought to stir up in us the love He shows. Has anybody ever loved you like that? I mean, how many people's ever said, I love you and left you? Come on now. How many people's ever said, I loved you, and they got out from you all they could get from you and then left you? Used you like an old dish rag. But honey, let me tell you, when Jesus comes to the house, He comes to stay in the house. I'm glad He loves us, and He's done something that only His love can show. He saved us being an old sinner. Isn't it amazing God had saved something like me and you? Why would He die for the likes of us? It's got to be a love. The love He's shown it on a cross. He died, ma'am, He died for you on a cross. Sir, He died for you on a cross. We ought to be stirred up and remember the love He's shown. I mean, has He shown you any love this morning? Does He ever come by and to show you that He's real? Somebody said, how do you know that Jesus died? Honey, I know He died because I know He got up because He lives in my heart. The Bible said He died, but the third day He got up. And He said now He would come to live in me when I believed on it. Only a man like that could straighten out a man like me. Boy, I've done a lot of things I'm ashamed of. Thank God my sins are gone because the love He's shown. We ought to be stirred to think about what He's done for us. The love He's shown us. And then number two, not only the love He's shown, but the life He shares. It's amazing how the life of Christ can change our life. You know, I was raised to do good, but I found myself doing bad. But we ought to be stirred this morning about the life that He shared. Where would me and you be if He hadn't shared His life with us? Where would we be if He's not shared His church with us? I don't see how some of you can make it without a church. You see, there's going to come hard times to your house one day, and you're not going to need that crowd down there at the plant. You're not going to need that crowd out there in the schoolhouse. You're going to need a crowd that loves Jesus, that's been born again by the Spirit of God. They can come by and attach theirself to you in a body. I'm glad I'm in a body of the born-again believers in the Spirit of God. I'm glad we're united and we are together. Thank God for the brotherhood of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. I'm glad I'm in the family. It's a lot of families in America, but thank God I'm in the family of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God I got the right name on my mailbox this morning. I'm in the family of God. Has that ever dawned on you that your Father spoke it all into existence? Has it ever dawned on you the same one that feeds these little birds can feed you? You ever seen a bird? A lot of you deer hunters, we see a squirrel. They'll bury their things in the ground and come back and get them for a rainy day. But not a little bird, honey. He wakes up every morning singing to his God. You know why he's a singing? He ain't a trusting that tree limb. He ain't a trusting the grass on the ground. He's trusting the God of heaven for the life he shares with that little. We ought to be stirred up this morning and think about the life that He shared with us. He said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail again. Let me tell you, friend, the church ain't going down. Church is going up. We're the called out ones, born again by the Spirit of God, united by the Spirit of God, put in the family. Thank God, honey. Somebody said water's thicker than blood. It ain't in the Bible, friend. Boy, I'm glad the blood runs deep this morning. He said, I want to stir this up in you. And He said, by the way, it ain't going to be one sermon. It's going to be a continual sermon. He said, I'm going to stir you up to remind you of what God's done for you. Oh, this morning we ought to be stirred. We ought to say thanks for the love He's shown, the life He shares. But we ought to give Him thanks for the land He'll soon take us to. You know, John said these words, writing. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. He said, believe also in me. Because he said, in my Father's house, he didn't say many rooms. He didn't say many rocking chairs. He said, but in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you so. You see, the reason a lot of us don't get excited about going to heaven because we live in mansions. But there's a land that's fairer than day this morning. Matter of fact, he said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you. He said, if I go away, and he did, he said, I'll come again. And receive you to myself, that where I am there you may be also. He's coming back. And then John peeked over there and he got to look at it one morning. And he said in Revelation chapter number 21, John now on the Isle of Patmos, he's exiled, and he saw it. I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. You know where storms come from? They come off the sea. Boy, I'm glad there'll be no storms in heaven. And he said, I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, He will dwell with them. They shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. That little old family yesterday lost that 14-year-old child of this world and gave her to another. God's going to wipe the tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death. Thank God for that. No undertakers in glory. Somebody shout amen right there. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow. Sorrow finds us, don't it? But you know what? We need to stir it up to remember we're going to a place that's fairer than day. There is no more sorrow, no crying, neither if there shall be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. And He that sat upon the throne, notice it didn't say in them that sat on it, but Him that sat on it. He said, I make all things new. And He said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. He said to me, it's done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. If you're thirsty this morning, you can drink. Let me tell you, Jesus is the living water. If you're thirsty, He can give you a drink. And he that overcometh shall inherit all things. I'll be his God, and he shall be my son. And then lastly this morning, in Hebrews chapter number 10, and in verse number 10, well, what an impactful verse of Hebrews 10 and verse 10. By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest... Now, how many is that? Is that every? That's what my Bible says. Aren't you glad He didn't say, and most every priest? But every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices. Underline this. Which can never take away sins. I'm glad He didn't say that except on their birthday they could. But He said they can never take away sins. Verse 12, I'm so glad this is in my Bible. But this man, who the God-man, the Lord Jesus Christ, after He had offered one sacrifice on an old rugged cross for sins, He forever sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till His enemies be made His footstool. See, right now, you may not believe in Christ. There's coming a day you'll bow to Him, and you'll call Him Lord of Lords and the King. It may be too late. Right now, He sees you as an enemy if you're not on His side. It's no middle ground with God. You're either with Him or you're against Him. And He said He's sitting there till His enemies be made His footstool. In other words, all of His enemies, they think they something. One day He's going to prop His feet up on them. And they're going to cry, you are the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Don't let it be too late for you. Come to Christ while you can come now. And that He says, for by one offering He hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. What a Jesus. You know what He just said? He said there's only one way to go to heaven, and that's through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, our great high priest. Why is He our great high priest? Because He's sitting on the right hand side of God, interceding for all of those that would come to God by Him. You see, we can't get to God, but He sent His Son to die on a cross to be the intercessor, our great high priest, to pay one sacrifice for the sins of the whole. What a sacrifice to do away with all the sins of everyone that would ever come to Christ and believe upon Him by faith. And that finished work of Calvary's cross, God said His Son would reach it to your hand and give you the hand of God, being the intercessor. And now He's sitting there on the right-hand side of God, listening. Aren't you glad when we come and pray, Jesus takes those prayers and sends them right into the throne room of God. You can't get there by yourself, but you can get there through His way. And His way is the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not a Baptist church. It's not a religion. But it is one way to heaven. And that is the Lord Jesus Christ. No man comes to the Father, He cried, except by Me. Boy, aren't you glad, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. That whosoever, I'll take it to my grave. Whosoever, He died for you. Don't die and go to hell, because He died for you. Whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm going to heaven to live forever. And you know what? I better get right with you here, because when I see you there, I don't want to blush about it. Thank you for coming this morning. Stand with us. I appreciate the good service.